Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. Welcome to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I am your host, Antoine Taylor, and I'm so glad you're here. I hope that you're being blessed by this podcast. This podcast is just for people to understand that God has a purpose in your life and that He wants to encounter you through His Word. And the only way you can do that is read the Word, right? It's the only way you can do it. Today, we're going to look at John chapter 4, verses 31 through 34. And it's really the context is Jesus has been ministering and he's been serving. He's been traveling and his disciples are asking questions about him eating something. And he replies with a spiritual principle that will help us understand how to operate in the spirit. So in verse 31, it says, "Rabbi, eat something." And so the disciples are looking at Jesus through all the human narratives that he has experienced through his traveling, though he's serving. They're saying, "You need to eat." In verse 32, Jesus says, "But he said to them, 'I have food to eat that you know nothing about.'" That's big, guys. Jesus literally said to his disciples, "I have something that you don't know about." And that's because the Holy Spirit hadn't come yet. They only had Jesus with them. So that's what he's referring to. But we have the Holy Spirit. So let's go forward. So verse 34 says, "My food," Jesus said, "is to do the will of him who have sent me and to finish his work." Wow, that's big. That's big. So let's get right into it. So Jesus replies to them about a spiritual thing. And it's a natural thing, but it's spiritual. He says, "I have food that you know nothing about." So they're wondering, they're pondering, what is this food? Just like the woman with the well, she's wondering, where is this water? He's wondering, the disciples are wondering, where is this food, right? And Jesus says, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work." Wow. So believers in Christ, what are the stages, right, that we are in when it comes to doing the will and finishing the work? What are we doing, right? What are we doing and why are we doing it? Are we doing it for ourselves? I mean, I think about all the things in my life that I wanted to do for me and how it drove me to nothing. But God is saying to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work is his reason. And he doesn't need the food. That food, that means the will of God is going to feed him in ways that regular food cannot. That's big, guys. So ask yourself, why are you doing what you are doing? Are you doing it for you or are you doing it for Jesus? That's big, guys, because we say it all the time. I'm doing this for the Lord, but has God called you to do it? And is God giving you the endurance? How you know if God has called you to do something is that you have the endurance, you have the anointing, and you can see the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And you can look in Galatians if you want to find the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But listen, why are you doing what you're doing? Are you doing it for Jesus or are you doing it for you? That's the question. So he says, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work." What kind of food are you eating? Are you eating up the internet and what they're saying? Are you eating up social media? Are you listening to TED Talks? Are you listening to your fears, worry, your careers? Are you indulging in time with your kids more than you're doing it with God? Are you indulging in gossip? What are you doing and what kind of food are you eating? Because if you're eating something from God, it's going to change the way you look at things. It's going to change the way you operate, right? Because he's saying, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." And none of these gossip, social media, TED Talks is going to fill you up and give you endurance and nourishment like the word of God or God's will. So let's look at what stage you're in. Maybe you're in a different stage, right? Maybe you don't know where you need to go, right? There's three stages to doing God's will. And let's look at them. So the first stage is you're wondering. You're wondering what God's will is. You're wondering, how can you understand what to do? What should you do? How should you do it, right? So I'm going to ask you, if you're in that place, you need to ask God to give you some insight. And how you can do that is, sometimes you might have to fast. Sometimes you might have to pray. And you need to pray and fast until God can reveal something to you, until you hear the Holy Spirit. That is number one. Number two, you might be doing the will of God. You might be actively serving in the field right now, and you need some encouragement. Listen, if you're actively serving in the fields right now, God says that you are doing what you need to do, and you are going to reap a harvest up into eternal life. So I just want to encourage you, stay steadfast, don't move, continue to listen, and continue to allow God to speak to you in what you're doing, okay? The last one is finishing the work. You might have be in a place where you have served, you have traveled, you have endured hardship, and you are now coming to the end, and you are wondering, what is it that God, what was the purpose of this? God is going to share that with you in the generations to come. And then sometimes when we finish one assignment, God opens up another door for us to start another. And most of the time when you're finishing up one assignment, God is preparing you for another. We are going to, as long as we're here on earth, God has a purpose for us. I just want you to know that no matter how old you are, no matter where you are in life, God has a purpose for you. And so this passage really teaches us how to operate in the Spirit, how to focus on the finished work of Jesus Christ, and how to really understand that God has a purpose and he wants us to eat off him and not just eat off everything else. Let me get that. Let me let you digest for a minute. God wants you not to look at gossip, not to look at social media, not to be on the internet, not to look at your worldly possessions, not to gossip, not to worry, not to fear, not to focus on your career. God wants you to finish his work. And only way you're going to figure that out is you got to spend time with God in his word. And when you spend time with God in his word, he's going to give you insight. And wherever you are, you're going to have peace, whether you're going through hell or you're going through high water. You're going to have peace with God because he's going to sustain you, because your food comes from the work of Christ, right? And that work is already finished through the cross. So you're going to be replenished. You're going to be full. You're going to be nourished, and you're going to be able to stand. So let me pray for you. Holy Spirit, I ask, Lord, that you would help those that are wondering your will, that are wondering how to do something, that are wondering what you want them to do. I ask for clarity right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever is holding them back, Lord, I ask that that would be thrust forward. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would give them boldness, that you would give them endurance, that you would give them perseverance. And so, Lord, I ask also for those that are doing the will, Lord, that you would give them endurance, that you would stay, let them be steadfast, Lord God, and unmoved in your will, that they will be encouraged, Lord, that you would send someone to encourage them, to let them know that they're doing the right thing. The things might not look the way they want them to be, but Lord, you are with them. You said you'll never leave them nor forsake them. So Lord, I ask also, Lord, that you would bless those that are finishing the season, Lord, that they are finishing assignment. And I ask, Lord, that you would let their body of work, Lord God, that touch generations, Lord God, that they would live for you, Lord, that they would model after them and what they've done in that season, Lord God. And I ask that you would restore them to the next season of their life when they're going to be wondering in that wondering season, Lord God, that they would know, Lord, that you have a purpose and a plan for their lives. Amen.